Mishnah Yom is for Wednesday, the 19th day of Tishrei, third day of Chol HaMoed, Sukkos Tavshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Moed Katan, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches. Hahedyot, a person who is an amateur, he's not a professional tailor. Toifer, he's allowed to stitch in Chol HaMoed Kedarko, as he normally would. How do you define a professional and as opposed to an amateur? An amateur is a person who is not able to literally take out a full length of the needle in one go. What that means is that professional puts his tailor, he puts his needle in several times all along about the as many times as the length of the needle itself. And then at the end of it, he pulls it out from where he stitched it, and he gets a whole lot of stitches coming together in one go. People who can't do that are called a hedyot, are called an ordinary or an amateur. And then they're allowed to stitch normally. Why? And that's because they can't do a professional job anyway, so they can do it in the normal way. Viha uman, but a person who is a professional, machliv. Machliv means he should stitch it in a way that's jumping, zigzagging way. He should not make the stitches one after another, but leave large spaces between them. Some say that the word machliv comes from the word shine kalbus, or like the teeth of a dog, machliv, like from the word kelev, which means that he makes the stitches a little bit like the teeth of a dog, one above, one a bit higher, one a bit lower, not in a straight line, but in a zigzag sort of a fashion. This type of stitching is not a professional job, and therefore even a mumcha, a professional, is allowed to do it in Chol HaMoed. Or masargin es amitos, one is allowed to weave the ropes or make the ropes that are necessary at the bottom of the beds, going horizontally and vertically. One can do that for the sake of Chol HaMoed, if you need them for Chol HaMoed. Others say it's because it's a dover ha'ovid, it's something that you might suffer a loss, maybe the bed will break if not, and therefore it's allowed to be done even if it's not for the Chol HaMoed. That's the Rosh learns that way. Rabbi Yossi says, mematrin. Some Gershas have the word af mematrin, but most Mepharshim do not learn af mematrin, but they say mematrin. Rabbi Yossi is more strict. He says no, he says you can only stretch it. If that means if the ropes became a bit loose, you can stretch it, but you can't nechatchila make the ropes for the for under the beds on Chol HaMoed. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi, the halacha is like the Tanna Kamma, that one is allowed to make the ropes as well, to weave the ropes. Because it's Chol HaMoed, others say it's because it's Dover Avod, you might suffer loss otherwise. Mishnah Tes. Ma'midin Tanur v'chiraim v'reichaim b'moed. One is allowed to put up an oven, stove, or rechaim. Rechaim means millstones, hand millstones, not the big ones, on Chol HaMoed. What does this mean, ma'midin? Rashi and Bartanura learned that it means that you're allowed to put it together. You're allowed to build it and put it together because it's necessary for the moed, for the yomtiv, for the Chol HaMoed to bake and to cook with them. Other Mepharshim learn differently. So Tosfos learns, not it doesn't mean you can make them l'chatchila, but what it means is that when you've got already the materials, you've already got them, the pieces of it, and now you just need to set it up, then you can do that on Yom Tov, on Chol HaMoed, for the sake of cooking and baking during the Yom Tov. But to make it l'chatchila, even for the Tzorch HaMoed, it's also, that's how Tosfos learns. So ma'midin, according to them, means to assemble, really. What is the Kira and a Tanur? Kira, as we said, is a stove, and the top and the bottom were the same width, and it had enough space for two pots to put on it. Like it was a pot stove that had an area for two pots you could cook at the same time. That's called a kira. A tanur, an oven, is used for baking rather than cooking, and it was narrow in those days. It was rather narrow in the top and wide in the bottom, and a bit bigger than a kira, than a stove. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein mechabshin es harechaim batchila. He says that when you have a new set of millstones, you cannot chip it away to make it sharp. So sometimes when the stones of the millstones are a bit smooth and they're not grinding properly, they would chip it away to get it sharp. Now, this would involve quite a bit of work, and therefore Abuta says you can't do this. If it's old millstones, however, and it doesn't need much chipping away, then that you can do that on Chol HaMoed. However, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha seems to be that you can be mechabesh esar chaim, you can chip away even if it's new millstones, if it's for the sake of the Yom Tov or for the Chol HaMoed.